Talk to you from the last few verses of Matthew 11. Amen. The Word of God is a powerful tool, sharp. It is the weapon that God gave us to fight our spiritual battle. It is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's a sharp sword. It is sharp on both sides. It's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It can cut some fine material. Now, preaching and teaching is an unusual thing to keep people's attention. It's not, you got to get anointed, and the anointing a lot of times will interest people. But, you know, the Word of God should be interesting if you have to listen to it on tape. Of Alexander Scorby or whatever his name is. Huh? How many loves the Word of God? Amen. How many knows that the Word of God is powerful? Amen. The Word of God read is powerful. It is even more powerful when it's believed. Amen. It is more powerful when it is acted upon, when it is mingled with faith. And so today, as we finish out this 11th chapter, amen, Christ begins to talk to the Father, and he says, 25th verse, if you're there. I want to say this. I got this CD in my pocket. How many remembers Tracy and Shay Boyd? Y'all remember? Who remembers them being in here? They've got three little girls that are singing machines, and I got one of these CDs. I brought some of them back. They were singing that song, Brother Mike and them sing. On the promise this morning, as one of my favorite songs, and boy, it touched me this morning. But if you'd like to have one of these, they've got a church in Louisiana, and the proceeds to this are going to finish their church. They've got work they got going, a good work there in Louisiana. And if you'd like one, if you'll let me know, I'll send and they can mail you one. I know some of you'd like to have one. And so if you'd like to have one of those girls, you that were here when Tracy and Shay were just kids, now after all these years, they've got three girls, and they are very good girls and very talented, and they'll bless you. They'll bless you singing them old songs. All right? Amen. Jesus said, at that time Jesus answered, and said, I thank thee, verse 25, 11th chapter, Matthew. Now, Jesus answered when it didn't look like there was a question answered, ask. You notice that? The Bible said Jesus answered. But I'm going to tell you something. Did you ever ask a question without opening your mouth? Huh? I have. In my heart, a question comes in my heart. Why is this? What is that? And you know, the Son of God, He could read men's thoughts. He knew what was in man. Amen. He knew the question. And, you know, I'll just tell you, sometimes when you get to preaching, you know, when you get anointed to preach, that is the spirit of prophecy. I don't know if you understand what that's what I feel like it is. Amen. Prophecy is not just telling the future. It's foretelling the truth. Sometimes when you get anointed, you get to preaching. Have you ever been in a service and somebody stopped, like Brother Moore or some preacher, and they'll just say, I hear what you're saying? How many's ever been in service when a man of God just walks out and points somebody out and says, such and so? Has anybody ever had anybody do that to you and you knew, how could they know that? There's no way they can know that. But a man of God or God used somebody. And tell you what you're thinking. You ever come to church and you had an attitude in your mind and the preacher got up and shot it down? And you thought, well, I guess that wasn't the right way to look at that after all. Huh? How many's ever been there? Aren't you glad for the way God can read your thoughts and feelings and answer your questions before you ever ask them? Huh? Praise God. Well, y'all the shoutingest bunch I've ever seen. Y'all say amen to me. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Y'all just sit there a minute. I want to talk to you about this. Look at this. Look what the Lord said. Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father. Now, boy, isn't that an unusual way to put that? Amen. I thank thee. Now, look, this answer came in a thanksgiving, amen, to God the Father. Now, there's several things in here that I want to deal with. If I can, I hope you'll help me this morning. The first thing I want you to notice, amen, is of course, the Lord and his attitude. And what is he thanking the Lord for? Have you read this scripture? I hope you have. What is he thanking God for? And I want you to notice. Amen. And he says, I thank thee, Father, which, you know, how many feels like it's important this morning that we have the right relationship with God? Huh? Now, what is that relationship? We are not just servants of God. We are what? Children of God. Praise God. Now, come on now. I said, we're not just servants of God. We're not on a chain gang. Yeah, go work for me. We're children of God. We have an inheritance. He's our Father. Now, Brother Zane, in a general sense, I know there's a lot of abusive fathers. And the reason is that is because of the devil. Because the devil will get in a father and he will pervert that natural affection. And he'll make a father harsh toward his children. When a father ought to be naturally and spiritually gentle with their children. And that's why the Bible says, you know, when a father disciplines his children, not to provoke their children to wrath. You don't beat them like they're an enemy. You discipline them in a way that it'll help them and correct them. Now, I'm not into this timeout generation. Now, when I was a boy growing up, I was the one who said timeout. Timeout. Huh? How many can relate to that? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, and this one. I don't know. I don't know if Dad, bless his heart, I love my dad. I don't know if he learned to count to three or not. It wasn't this one. It's over by then, Brother Tom. That one, it was all history. But I'll tell you, there is a father that is that relationship we have got to have. How did Jesus teach us to pray? The disciples said, when you pray, or they asked Jesus, they saw him praying one day. Boy, this convicts me right here, Brother Joe. I don't know when the last time anybody caught me praying. You said, preacher, you don't pray? Well, yeah, you know you got to pray to stay saved. But, you know, they come upon him praying. Right? And I'm telling you, there was something about the way he was praying that they said, teach us to pray. And he said unto them, after this manner, we call it the Lord's Prayer, but it was the disciples' prayer. And what was the first words of the Lord's Prayer? Now, those two words tells us a whole lot, and I wish I was a preacher here today. Those two words tells us a whole lot. What does those two words tell you when you say, Our Father? What does that tell you? Come on now, I want you to work with me a little bit. Come on, liven up here a little bit. Huh? It's personal, okay? Can anybody, and you got to use both words, Our Father. What's that tell us about the kingdom of God right there? Come on. Speak up. Kinship. We're kin to God. And what, brother? It's for more than just us. We're in this with others. We have brothers and sisters. We have a Father that is our Father. Can you say amen? So there's an intimacy here. You're my brother. You're my sister. But what really makes it wonderful, Brother Darrell, he is our Father. Huh? He don't make any difference in his children. Hear me? He don't make any difference in his children. You say, well, I know somebody got blessed. I didn't get blessed. Oh, he'll bless you too. Huh? But if you've had children, I've had five. I didn't have them. You know what I mean. Every one of them is different. Every one of them has to be dealt a little different way. They respond differently. Ain't that right? And God in all his wisdom knows we're not all alike, aren't we? And everybody says, praise the Lord. Even twins are not alike. Is that right, sister? Huh? I mean, it took me a little while to figure Lindsay and Courtney, which was what I used to kid them. I said, now, one of y'all are mean and the other's good, and I can't. Which one's which? I get them mixed up here. I was just kidding with them. They're both sweet as they can be. Most of the time, aren't they? Somebody, I didn't say amen back there. Come on. Huh? But once you get to know them, wow, they're different. Hey, I guarantee you, Mom never got them mixed up. Huh? No way. Never got them mixed up. God don't get us mixed up. He knows us. He knows our name. He knows our needs. He knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. Sister Loretta, bless your heart. And I know it, you know, you're like, Paul, when Henry comes, you know, we always mention his name and he just shrinks. And me and Brother Charlie have an ongoing joke about that. We act, oh, Charlie, Henry, you're here. We didn't know you were here. We just called his name five times. And he probably shrinks down. Sister Loretta, I know you don't want us bringing attention to you, but you come in here and I know there's times you think, well, they don't know what effort I made to get here. And I don't really. I've got a little idea, but I really don't know. Huh? But he knows. He's your father. Huh? And you know, when you talk about father, Paul said that we have not the spirit of fear. How many remembers that verse? Amen. But we have what kind of spirit do we have? A what? We have not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of adoption. Whereby that spirit of adoption we say what? Abba, Father. You know what? In the rendering of that, if you study, I love word studies. I love people that love word studies. So I can call them up and ask them what this means without digging my books out. I love word studies. Those words, Abba, Father, rendering that in the modern language that we could understand, it's when you cry, Abba, Father, you're saying, Daddy, Daddy. Oh, you're not getting this. Hey, I have got saints sitting right here, Brother Bob, under the sound of my voice that needs this relationship so bad this morning. They need a father to take them in his arms. And y'all have heard me tell this over and over. And Kenzie was first born, and she hadn't learned to say nothing. Y'all have heard me tell this, but I just got so many kids to talk about. But I remember I'd put her, and you know, that rascal, she never did want to sleep in her bed. And she'd go to sleep in the bed, and I'd carry her over gently, put her in the crib, go back and get in the bed. She wouldn't sleep 2 hours. And she couldn't even talk full sentences, just learned a few words. And she'd get up in the middle of the night, and I was trying to sleep. She had an old daddy, huh, that needed his rest. And she'd pull herself up in the darkness, and she couldn't say much, but she could say, Daddy, me. That's all she could say. Guess what? What? Somebody, what happened? Oh, you know what it meant, don't you? Yeah, Superman, flying through the air. Rescue that child from that old crib, that old cage she was in. You know, God hears your call. You say, I don't know what to say. How about, Father? Father, I need you. Huh? Is there anybody in here ever been to the end of the road? End of the earth? Nowhere else to go? Nowhere else to turn? Huh? Now, I want you to help me here. Have you? Have you been there? How many's been there? Brother Jim, have you been there when you didn't know where else to go? You know what the psalmist said? From the end of the earth I cried. When my heart was overwhelmed, lead me to the rock is higher than I. There's got to be a father that we can call on in the time of trouble. Are you getting this? Can I have 15 more minutes? Our Father. Then the Lord says in this scripture. Now notice, this is all answer to a question. This prayer is an answer to some question out there in the universe somewhere that a heart, you're here this morning and you're questioning. I hear it. I have all kinds of people in this house. There is no way I can even fathom what you've been through, let alone all your friends circled around you here. I can't imagine my mommy, and I know her as well as anybody in this house. I can't imagine what she's been through the last few days. Can't even imagine. I can't imagine, Ricky, a little, but not fully imagine. But God knows all. And I hear hearts in this house this morning crying out, I don't understand this. Why is that? You say, well, this ain't no big deal. I'm going to tell you, there are people that are not here this morning that didn't get the answers to their questions. It's good to see you. God bless you. I'm going to greet these folks just a minute. I hate for them to seem like I'm rude, but I saw you come in. I forgot to say anything to you. I'm glad to see y'all here today and everybody else. Our Father. And this is what he said. Listen to what he said. What was he thanking God for? He said, I thank thee that thou hast... Read that to me. Who's got it right there? I thank thee that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, but hath revealed them unto babes. Now, what is that? I just heard a babe. What is that? What are you saying, preacher? Why was the Lord, in answer to somebody's question, why did he lift his hand to God and say, God, I thank you that you have hidden these things. What things was he talking about? What things was he talking about? He was talking about grace. Now, I know that's not what it says in that text, but that's what he's talking about. You see, Christ came to the Jewish nation, and what did they do? They rejected him. It was hid from the wise. What were they? They were scribes. You know what they did? They had the law of Moses. They had the literal original manuscripts. Can I say it like that? The tablet. I don't know whatever happened to that. But they had it. They had it. Jesus told that woman at the well, salvation is of the Jews. How many believes it still is? Huh? I do not think our Secretary of State ought to turn her back on the Jews. Do you? You say, well, don't get political. I ain't political. I'm scriptural. Salvation is of the Jews. How many knows Jesus was a Jew? Seed of Abraham. How many feels like you are part of that family here this morning? We are. We're grafted in. Do you know what Jesus was thanking God for? He was thanking him for you. What? Yes, we were the babes. We were the immature babe that ought not understand anything. And when those Jews that would not through their studying and intellect and prudence and wisdom and standards and conduct and their laws rejected the Son of God, he said, you've hid it from them. You know why it was hid from them? They rejected him. And he turned. And when he turned, you know where he turned to? He turned to you. I don't think we have any Jews in here this morning, do we? How many understands what I'm talking about? He said, I thank you that you have revealed it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. This is one of my favorite verses in this text here. Amen. On down in what verse did we just read there? Read on. Listen to this. Listen to this now. There's something in here you've got to see. If God will help me tell you this. He said, even so, Father, if it seem good in thy sight. Listen to this. All things are delivered unto me. Now, what is that telling us this morning? I'm going to tell you the Father has delivered all things to Christ. How many knows that Christ is our great mediator? There is one mediator between God and man. And who is that man? There's no other. It can't be Buddha. It can't be Muhammad. It can't be. You know why the Muslim religion and Lord have mercy. You put this on the internet, my head is gone. Listen to this. You know why the Muslim religion is so violent? That is revealed to the Father. Amen. From the Father is revealed to the Son of God. Read this again. Read on. Read from there. Listen to this. Read that. Go ahead. Okay, do you see the relationship here? You've got to understand, we've got to understand that God knew the Son and He revealed Him to us. He revealed Him to us as His only begotten Son, amen, that we would know Him. Go ahead and read. Read from that point. Now, how many understands what Christ was thanking God for? If He had not revealed this to us, if He had not showed this to babes like us, if He had not showed it to the Gentile world, we'd be lost as a goose. We'd go to hell and burn forever. But God the Father, who knew the Son, and no one knew Him but God the Father, and the Son who knew the Father and nobody else knew it. It was in that triunity, amen, and no one could break in and have any knowledge of that unless God revealed Himself to this world. And so Christ came to pull the cover off. The mystery's over. You've seen me. You've seen the Father. Is that right? How many believes, amen, in the Trinity this morning? Huh? Praise the Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. One God. One God in triune three personalities. Right? Three distinct bearing of record in heaven. Father, Son, I'm just a simple country boy. And when Jesus come up out of the water and God said, this is my Son, that's just what I figured it was. God the Father, God the Son. Huh? And the Holy Ghost, when the dove lit up on Him, uno, dos, tres. Si, Señor? Hallelujah. Y'all not helping me. Them kids laugh a lot louder than y'all do. Huh? Listen to this. I'm outdone. I love this right here. He says, all things are delivered unto me by my Father, of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Son, say, Father, save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. Now, here is the icing on the cake. And how many loves icing? You don't? That's the other group, right? How many likes apple stack? Okay. Got the right group now. Here's the final point. How many loves this verse I'm getting ready to read? 28th verse. Want to quote it with me? Let's quote it. Verse 28. Ready? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many loves that? Mom, do you remember having that on the wall in the kitchen? You know, do you remember having that? Oh, man. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know what he's saying? This verse is just springing as the result of the other verses I just read to you. Amen. God knew the Son. The Son knew the Father. And they, amen, have through the Son revealed to whom the Lord would have revealed the Father to Him. And therefore, He can say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And what are you going to do? I know, I'm about done. Five more minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I want to say today, this great God, I've been preaching this Father, amen, is saying, come. Are you heavy laden today? Are you laboring today? Are you struggling? That's just life. Life is a struggle. I'm telling you, when a lady is bearing a child, I mean that child, the trauma of that child being born. I know the lady goes through travail. That child goes through travail too. That blood pressure and that heart rate goes. Amen. And it's a trip. Job said, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. We have our pressures, our problems, our heavy load. But I hear the Lord saying, come unto me. Come unto me. Who's he saying that to? Whosoever will. Now, the Jews weren't shut down that they could never be saved. No, if they'll believe in Christ, they'd be saved just like we can be saved. But he opened it up for whosoever will, let him come. Don't you love the words from the Lord when he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden? Amen. A lot of times people go to church and they don't come to Christ. And because they don't come to Christ, they're still heavy laden. And they're still full of burdens and troubles and problems. You've got to come to Christ. You've got to come to church because you've come to Christ. Amen. And so they come to Christ. It takes the load off. Amen. You remember, I can't remember. You think you remember, but when you go back and read it, it's not like that. But how many has read Pilgrim's Progress? Now, help me if this, but did he not carry his load to the cross? Now, what happened to that when it fell off of him? What happened to it? Rolled down the hill, didn't it? And what happened there? This is the part I can't remember. Seemed like there was a tomb down at the foot of the hill or something. And it rolled into that burden, rolled away. That empty tomb took the burden off our back. Are you burdened down? Are you asking questions this morning? Are you saying, what happens now? Where do I go from here? What does life hold for me? What's eternity hold for me? What's beyond the river? What's beyond the veil? Amen. And we ask all kinds, when am I going to get better? How's things going to work out? He said, come unto me, all you that labor, all that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many needs that this morning? Let's stand. God bless you. Now that last verse, I really need to get through all of this today. I'd planned on it. And it says, he says, take my yoke. I may not get through all this.